today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaam Alaikum, welcome. This is today's special, and we're gonna speak about how to use leisure time. Salaamu Alaikum. Today, Friday, is the 24th of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to chapter Al-Asr from the Holy Quran.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
والعصر.
By the declining day.
إن الإنسان لفي خسر.
Lo, man is in a state of loss.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق.
Save those who believe and do good works, and exhort one another to truth, and exhort one another to endurance.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the oldest scholars said that he had learned the meaning of this verse from an ice seller who had been calling again and again, "Have pity on him whose capital is melting." He said to himself that it was the meaning of surely man is in loss. Time passes and one's lifetime ends, but he does not obtain any reward, then he in the case is in loss.
Life is not the same. When I'm too concerned by what they say, why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
For answering this question, how to use leisure time, we can say the Muslim youngster should know that the free time is a grace bestowed on him by Allah. He should also know that he will be asked about it on the day of resurrection. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Every person will remain standing the day of resurrection until he is asked about four things, of which he told how he spent his time, how he spent his life, and in another narration on what he freighted his youth. And our Prophet said, God will shelter in his shade seven types of people on the day of resurrection, of which he counted a youth that grew up worshipping Allah. A Muslim youth should know that time is his capital, and if he does not make a good use of it, he will regret that. It is not good for a Muslim youth to have leisure time in his lifetime. Instead, he should utilize time on what benefits him in this world as well as in the hereafter.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic principles for leisure time. Leaves a lot and is jobless. It is important for everyone in society to learn how to spend his leisure time. This issue taken up added significance for some groups like children and young adults. Ignorance of this issue may often become precious and problematic. Meantime, too much leisure time is harmful to life. Therefore, it is necessary to make proper planning. The Infallibles have said that oversleeping and more than normal leisure time would draw God's wrath. There must be specific time and space for leisure time and activities. Therefore, based on what we said, spending leisure time has both individual and social consequences. In fact, this is as significant as other sectors like education and employment and should not be neglected. From Islamic perspectives, leisure time does not mean a responsibility in ignoring legal and moral constraints and restrictions. Human beings are responsible as long as they are endowed with wisdom, power of choice, and awareness. There is always something to do in every time and at every space. Therefore, leisure time could not be interpreted as free time. Another important issue is that every society is home to various ethnic groups with different cultures. That the cultural differences will give rise to diversity in leisure time spending. Relying on the Quran and Hadith, we realize that most humans do not use their leisure time in a perfect and helpful manner. A special approach has been presented for correct use of leisure time, which will result in a pure life and human perfection and growth, which will finally put one on the path towards the ultimate goal of creation.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Have you ever think about the things you should think to invest your time and energy in? Think about this question. Does make you feel a sense of awe? Moments of awe, watching a sunset, spending time with children, or visiting monuments improve your mood and how satisfied you are with your life. Perhaps more importantly, awe can make you appreciate ordinary moments even more. Another question, does it improve your social status? Human beings care about their social status rather than chasing more material possessions or keeping up with Joneses. Giving back to your community through volunteering is one way to make your social status more meaningful and make you feel like you're playing an active role in society. Friend, let's learn from great personalities. When we search about ways successful people spend their free time, we reach to families and friends. They spend time with them. Your job isn't everything. Focusing too much on your career is self-sabotage, no matter how counterintuitive that might sound. If you want to be successful in life, you have to prioritize your personal relationships, your bond with your friends and family members. No matter how much you want to be successful and climb the corporate ladder quickly, you can't neglect your friends and family to do it.
And I'll share one example with you. And this comes from the masterpiece, truly a masterpiece, which is the letter that Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam wrote to Malik al-Ashtar. He says the following. He says, وَاجْعَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ فِي مَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ, your relationship with God, place within that, أَفْضَلَ تِلْكَ الْمَوَاقِيتِ وَأَجْزَلَ تِلْكَ الْأَقْسَامِ. Take the best times. Now, who is Amir al-Mu'mineen communicating with? He's not communicating with a layman. He's communicating with Malik al-Ashtar, who is to be his representative, who is his right-hand man, who is his general, who is his administrator, who was to be his governor. He says that even though you have major responsibilities ahead of you, because it's not like Malik al-Ashtar was also coming to a position where everything was peaceful. No, there was political turmoil. There was a lot going on during that time, especially in Egypt, where he was appointed to lead. Even with that, Amir al-Mu'mineen, with his wisdom, he said, look, even with everything that you have going on, take the best of your times and establish your communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, even though when it comes to your times, there's no such thing as your time with God, because all time belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of your time, when you're in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it belongs to Him. Sometimes we tend to compartmentalize our life. You know, work is here, family is here, friends are here, hobbies are here. Each one has their own space, each one has their own compartment, and none of them are allowed to interact with one another. That's why sometimes you see the father who, when it's his hobby time, when it's his fun time, he wants nothing to do with the family anymore. Because in his mind, he says, I've given enough of a responsibility to my family. Now it's me time. If you've ever heard of me time, I need some me time. And that's fine. We do need some me time. But the point is that the reason why a lot of people get disappointed and upset and burnt out is because they think that they have to have all of these separate compartments in their life and there's no interaction with them at all. And nothing can intrude on my hobby time. Nothing can intrude on my work time. I can't sacrifice family time no matter what. But Amir al-Mu'mineen says, take the best of your time. Because, you know, you don't always feel good. You don't always feel at your prime throughout the day. There are some times of day where you're tired. He says, take the best of your time. Make it a priority.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.